these days, if you call up a friend, say on the younger side, you might hear something like this.
This is Rajiv. Please text or send me an email.
I can't answer. You can try email or text, and I'll get back to you.
Please do not leave a message. Thank you.
Those are actual voicemail greetings from the millennial generation. As part of our series New Boom, NPR's Rachel Rood helps us understand why 18 to 34-year-olds would prefer that you not leave them a message. Thank you very much.
At the tone, please record your message.
We've all heard that automated voicemail lady telling us what to do after the beep, but fewer people than ever are leaving messages. And my generation, millennials, we won't even listen to them.
I did have, at one point in time, like 103 unheard messages.
That's 31-year-old Antonia Kidd, who's part of the generation that's simply abandoning voicemail. It's a trend I hadn't really thought about until I read about it in a New York Times article. The phone service Vonage has seen a significant decline in voicemail retrievals over the past year. Jane Buckingham, a trend expert at Trendera, says it's millennials who are out in front.
Wherever we're talking to them, we're hearing the same things, which is when it comes to voicemail, they're just over it.
The main problem Antonia Kidd has with voicemail is that it's time-consuming, and she's tired of listening to butt dials and rambling messages. If someone really wants to get a hold of her, there's lots of ways they can do it.
I guess I usually just assume it's probably not that important if you didn't text me and you didn't send me a message on Facebook.
And a lot of people between the ages of 18 and 34 feel that way. But step inside the office and the old rules still apply. There's no escaping the beep.
When you say hello, my name is, smile when you say it. And also, sit up straight, believe it or not.
That's Patricia Napier Fitzpatrick. She runs the Etiquette School of New York and teaches college students and young professionals how to behave in the business world, including how to leave a proper voicemail.
The fact that we have four generations in the workplace and they're going to be there for some time, the younger generations, the millennials, the Y generation, they're going to need to adapt.
But that doesn't stop some millennials, like 26-year-old Nick Siriano, from feeling that voicemail is clearly a thing of the past.
It might evolve into something kind of special and exciting, like a telegram once was.
Jane Buckingham, the trend analyst, says that my generation is just doing what works for us.
You know, everyone criticizes the millennials for being the me generation and being so entitled. I don't think they're so entitled. I think they're just, you know, incredibly pragmatic. So for them, if a voicemail isn't practical, which most of the time it isn't, and there's a more practical way of delivering the same information, they're going to go for that.
And not this.
You have 24 messages. Are you still there?
Rachel Rood, NPR News.
So where do you stand on voicemail? Tell us at npr.org or on social media using the hashtag #NewBoom.